Alright, welcome back. Bottom of Nun Aleph, Torah Lishma. Kama Niflim Divrei Chazal Ba'Avos. Beautiful wonders, Chazal and Avos, Rabbi Meir Omer, and Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, Kola Osek B'Torah Lishma, Zoch L'Dvarim Harbe. Whoever learns Torah Lishma merits many things, V'lo Od, El Shekola Olam Kedayulo. The whole world, it was fitting for him. The whole world's creation was fitting just for him alone. Nikorea, he's a friend, Ahuv, beloved, Ohevet Hamakom, he loves the Eibishter, Ohevet the Brios, he loves people, Mesamech et Hamakom, makes Hashem happy, Mesamech the Brios, makes people happy, Umabalshuso, Anava, Vira, he's clothed and cloaked in humility and fear, Umechshartali, Osadik, now prepared to be a tzaddik, a chassid, a yashir, a neman, straight and honest. Umechakto menachin, he distanced himself from sin. Umekaravto deitzchus, he's so close to merit. V'nanim imenu eitz of a tushia, binu gvura, those are able to benefit from him, tremendous advice and glean wisdom and understanding and strength. Shenemar li eitz of a tushia, ane bina li gvura. V'roten lo malchus, and he's given kingdom, umemshala, dominion, v'chikur adin. Analyzing Megalul Razi Torah is revealed in the secrets of the Torah. Vanessa Kemaina Miskaber, he's like a spring that keeps overflowing. Kanar Shein Aposek, a river that never stops flowing. Wow, Vivitzanua, he's very humble. He's very a lot of sneas. V'erech ruach, slow to anger, mochel alaboro, he's able to forgive those who insult him, megaluso umeromato kol masim, and he's just so supreme, so incredible of all creations. Ah, God, it's time to start learning Torah Lishma. That's what happens, this incredible list of accolades that the Mishnah Avos gives for learning Lishma. Laman mikam, go to kol ha-Torah nilma Lishma, we see the great power if a person learns Lishma. Haim yesh o mine galus la'ad l'vakesh. Is there anything else a person should try to attain and seek? Halo hiftichinu chazal kan dvarim gedolim yoser. Chazal promised us incredible things. Shehosek b'Torah Lishma. If you learn Torah Lishma, zoch liot oev Hashem, you love Hashem, oev debriot, you love people. V'chol minei maila shal adam lahasik b'mba'aksho l'shlemus. And all types of maila that a person tries to attain when going for perfection, for completion. You learn Torah Lishma, you're the full package. Ben Adam L'makom, Ben Adam L'atzmo, Ben Adam L'chavero. You are complete. You are Shalem. You are the full picture. Everything. It's the most beautiful thing. Ubiyar L'ayah, we learned earlier, Ochazoro, Shalishma, Shemechayvim Anuba, Hainu Sherotzim. So what does it mean, Lishma? Sherotzim, Mecholiv Avenu, Shatoria, Vilel, Tanul, Madregus, Eila. Lishma means that we want with all our heart that the Torah will propel us to these degrees, that the Torah will propel us to Avos Hashem, Avos Abrius, Anava, and Yira. That's Lishma, not for any agenda, not for any title, not for any ulterior motive, but just the Torah is learned that it will lead us to this incredible connection in Dveikus with Hashem. That's what we learned. So now ask Bam Kasha, V'aleinu Lahavin, Shim Aidei Limin Lishma Zoch Adam L'Kol Minei Galus. If you learn Torah Lishma, and you're Zoch to all these incredible things, then why should we immerse ourselves in anything else? Kmo siyas mitzvos v'tikun amidos, doing mitzvos and tikun amidos. Let's just learn Torah Lishma, and it seems like we're granted everything. V'ot zirich bir. We also have to explain something else. Shalahalin v'oto perek, shanu chachmenu chazal, menchep dvarim shatorah niknei bahem. There are 48 ways to acquire Torah. These are the 48 prerequisite to learning Torah. U'mehen yesh, what are they? Anava, humility, ohevet hamakom, loving Hashem, ohevet habriah, loving people. Dvarim shayidei limit a Torah. Adam zoch lezeh. These are the 48 prerequisites to making sure the Torah sinks in. So now we have a question. Ve'ezem ehen nachon. It's going to be a cliffhanger. Haim eiluch dumeim hachanos hanitzrachu liknos a Torah alideim. All these things we're mentioning. Love of Hashem, love of the Torah, love of Hashem, love of people, humility, fear, all these incredible accolades. Are they all prerequisites to make sure the Torah really seeps into our heart? Are they all the building blocks? This is what we need to possess to ensure that Torah really seeps in. Oh, rather, Haim Eilu Adverim HaKnuim Lo'idei Torah. Or, it's when you learn Torah, you acquire these accolades. You acquire love of Hashem, love of people, anav and yir. Which one is it? Are these beautiful things prerequisites to Talmud Torah? Or the opposite? Learning Torah develops them. Envelops them inside you and really instills them inside of you. Which one is it?